Good morning. There's another guy who says that, and he sounds, and I thought, what a fucking irritating voice, but he sounds just like me. Nah. Yes, junkies of Australia. You know, people seem to just had to fucking stop. Just got to adjust my glowing magic stick. So that I can be saved from going blind from masturbation. Fucking thing never hung right. Don't want to go to hell for jerking off. I've got hairy palms. It's not a sign that I've been brainwashed by the fucking Catholic Church and the Duke cunts and all their bullshit. Quite the opposite. It's a nice reminder of how insane my family with their Catholicism. My sort of, you know, heading back up the line along my mother's side, how fucking brainwashed all these people were with this Catholic fucking shit, you know. How incredibly fucked up they were. Oh God, I've got to get some exercise. So that's not a sign of how brainwashed I am, it's how much I fucking despise being lied to, being fucked around and fed bullshit, and how much I hate cunts that impose their standards on me that, oh, you've got to follow the fucking toe the line, mate, you know? Who the fuck do you think you are? You've offended me, I'm a Christian. Fuck off. Take your fucking bullshit off into low earth orbit with your Jewish zombie friend, you know? What a fucking... You know? So... There you go, people. This is the embodiment of the Antichrist. Oh no! Yeah. The scumbag junkies of Narcotics Anonymous. You know? The fucking... I I'll just... One of your little spirit birds then came. We're just on the road. A rather nice person sent me this. And most of you people will never ever see. Whoa, stay on the fucking road, you cunt. That's a 35 year saver medallion. You know. And speaking of the Antichrist, I don't like jewelry. You know, I'm not a fan of wearing jewellery because it wears out and breaks and falls off and gets lost. And, you know, if you got fingers and you do welding for a trade, oh fuck, am I hallucinating shit blowing loose or is it blowing loose? Won't fall no further. One of my famous woodwork teachers, he said, attention class, I've got a lesson for you. And some kid would be fucking around and their stuff would fall off the woodworking bench. And he'd say, just leave it where it is. It won't fall any further. Oh, combine harvester. Oh, I'm excited, a combine harvester. Yeah. Well, anyway. There's this woman, you know. I change my usernames online like fucking, you know. I change my online usernames like a slut changes her underwear, you know? Like a slut wife changes her underwear, you know? So... Oh, it is blowing loose. Yeah, oh well. We'll keep the speed down. And, yeah, there's a lot of crosswinds and shit. Oh well. Just getting up behind the combine harvester is good because it's going perhaps 35 k's an hour. You'd be surprised what the wind can suck up, you know. I've just seen it lift things, you know, things that are sort of leaning up sort of fairly hard against a brick wall with no gap behind them, it'll suck them loose, you know. Oh, that's all right. Wow, these fucking things are incredible. They're not a bad guess. You might see it if I fucking... Yeah. Fuck, they're incredible. Yeah, the I like combine harvesters because this car is not a gutless piece of shit. It's a small engine. It performs well. And fuck, these are huge. Fuck, they're incredible. You might be able to see it. They're brilliant. They don't have huge amounts of tyres, but they've got huge tyres. I like it. Maybe it's a fetish. Maybe I should sort of start masturbating over vehicles that have lots of big tyres, you know? I like that. I like the sort of Russian missile launchers, you know, the ICBM trucks that have, like, you know, 12 fucking huge tyres down each side, you know? Fucking just, I would love to own one and drive it, but I'm not sure I really need the running costs and the maintenance costs and something that's about, you know, I don't know what's two normal houses long, but you know. They're fucking huge, you know. But, you know, you'd have a cunt of a time. Absolute cunt of a time driving it in suburbia and trying to find a car parking spot. Oh, fuck. And, fuck those tiles. Well, if I stay at 50k's an hour, it won't blow out, you know. Shouldn't. Anyway, it's a nice day to slow down and have a bit of a chat. Yeah, I changed my username, you know, partly because I like to, partly because one day I think, oh yes, well, one day, you know, I'll say this and another day I'll say that and fuck off. I'm fine with that, you know. And other times there's, you know, there's a lot of people who run meetings, who host meetings, and they got heads full of absolute shit. Oh, you can't say this, you can't say that, rah, 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 rah. You know, you can't, you know, one of my favourite people, I've come to see that I don't believe the fucking entire, the bullshit narrative about 6 million Jews being gassed, or 6 million people being gassed in the constipation camps. I don't believe that's fucking true. Because the Jews have been, you know, the whole Holocaust hoax. There's so many fucking lying cunts and there's so much factual evidence that just says it wasn't fucking true, you know. And a person of my acquaintance was an SS man. And he said, oh, 6 million Jews, you know, you would have been lucky to find 1.2 million Jews in all of fucking Europe. You know? And this whole sort of shit about being God's chosen fucking people. You know? It's a cult. These cunts stole the bylaws of Babylon, and everywhere the king said, they scrubbed that out and wrote in our deed, he said, we the scumbag fucking priests said. You know, it's a con job. So the first 6 or 8 books out of the Old Testament, but no, so out of the first 11 books in the Old Testament, the Book of the Jew, there's plagiarism, they're based upon plagiarism. So if you go read the Code of Hammurabi, who was the king of Babylon, who codified the fucking laws of the land, you know. When King Darius of, who was a Sumerian, went to war against the Babylons, the first thing he did is he set free all the war slaves. And these fucking cunts stole the laws of the land. And said, oh, we're the chosen people. And there's been a lot of skullduggery and lying and fucking crap ever since. Including Jesus, the Jewish zombie, you know. That's basically an assemblage of fucking lies and mythology, you know. Oh, he can walk on water, oh, the saviour. Yeah, fuck as if, you know. Oh, he ascended, he came out of the grave and walked around the earth for 40 fucking days, you know. You know? Oh, the dead man came back to life and walked the earth for 40 days. And then he flew up into the sky until he disappeared out of sight past the clouds. Oh, so he's ascended into low Earth orbit 2,000 years before space-rated rockets were available. Yeah, fuck as if. Fucking cunts. Lying cunts. Oh, if you masturbate, you'll go blind, says the Catholics. Oh, this is a sin, that's a sin. Oh, pay money to the Pope or we'll fucking ostracise you. Yeah, anyway. So, this shitbag fucking... Back to these scumbag fucking junkies and their bullshit antics. I picked different usernames, and so this fucking asshole, just this chick who looked like a fucking corpse rising from the grave, you know, been dead for 3 weeks and, you know, comes out of a cold fucking brain, give me your brain, you know. This absolute sack of nasty shit. What she did, you know, I think I was using a name like 28 days, you know, 28 days sober or something like that, you know. Well, what I don't tell them is it's the 28th day of my 26th year. No, it's the 28th day of my 36th year sober. You know? Because so many people have fucking shit fits over so much. Oh, fuck. They're just looking... Fucking cunts who have fucking shit fits over everything and anything that's none of their fucking business. And you can't read through the screen and just break their fucking noses. You know, put their heads into the fucking desk and pound them. Just because they can't keep their fucking trap shut. They can't keep their shit to themselves. And they're going off their fucking heads over everything that's none of their fucking business, you know. I mean, you've got a room full of retards, basically. Uh, you know. So this chick says, oh, what's your name, mate? And I said, well, you know, I've got a username. I chose it, I picked it, I'm happy with it. Just use that. You know, like, does it really fucking matter? You know? So, God. You know, oh, fuck. So you're not prepared to give me your real name then? Fucking, it's none of your fucking business, bitch. You fucking idiot, you know. It's like sort of writing on the packet, contains 500 grams or 0.05 kilos, you know, like, what's the fucking... Oh, it's supposed to be in grams, mate. No, fuck, oh, fuck, you know. Not if you're measuring by the kilo. Fuck, you know. So anyway, this smart-ass, junkie fucking bitch, there's about 40 scumbag junkies in the meeting. You know, and... So she shines me on. She's chairing the meeting and she misuses her position to denigrate me. You know, she's basically called me, she didn't use these words, but the effect was to call me a fucking stupid cunt in front of everybody in this whole fucking meeting. So I told her, go fuck yourself, you stupid bitch, you know. It's none of your fucking business what is it. Oh yeah, I said, it's none of your fucking business what username I choose to use. And you want to shine me on, you want to shine me on and call me a fucking stupid cunt in front of everybody? Well, you can go fuck yourself. You know? You know? But the thing was that she attempted to humiliate me. This living fucking corpse, you know, attempted to fucking humiliate me. She denigrated me. I'm not offended. But, you know, that's the sort of woman that would open her mouth in the pub and then just get put on a fucking ass. You know, a big mouth piece of shit type idiot, you know what I mean? No manners, no decorum, no tact. Just a fucking retarded asshole, you know? And, she's done that, and out of 40 people in the meeting, 30 of them were going, look at that fucking idiot, you know. So when I confronted her then and there in the fucking meeting, you know, this drugged, fucked bell of the bar stool, what she did is all these fucking cunts were laughing about what she'd done. And I said, I'm not wearing this, you can have your shit back, you know. And yeah, you know, and you know, that's what they're bullies and manipulators and fucking head game playing cunts. And this is the fact, you know, that if you had 100 people walk into Narcotics Anonymous today, going, my life's fucked, I'm gonna die, I'm so crazy, you know, if I don't go get fucking help or whatever, if I don't do something about this, you know, I just want the fucking craziness to stop, help me, you know. Well, you know, as soon as they can pack on a few pounds and fucking get a few, you know, get a bit of fucking relief, a from the stress, you know. Well, and then they have, then they sort of, you know, kind of a thing. But, yeah, I'm having a little bit of a, well, this is a, not a slow drive, but if I can drag this out, you know, well, sitting on about 40, 50 k's an hour on a bumfuck nowhere highway, well, yeah, this is an important talk, you know. See, so what most people do is they can't, if you had 100 people coming into a meeting today, you know, off the streets, in 3 months, half of them are left, you know, and they have these little not all groups use this stuff, but they generally have welcome to NA sort of newcomer fucking shit they hand out, you know. And then they have the three months, 6 months, 9 months countdown, and then they have, you know, the people start buying the plastic key rings, you know. The little junky status symbols. A lot of them think it's a status symbol, you know. Oh, look, I've got all the key rings. Oh, lucky me, you know. And lost in thought. Ah, oh, fuck this rubber tile. Well, I'll just drive slowly until I can get. Because it's about to lift out and get airborne, because there's a really strong headwind. Open plains kind of area, you know. So anyway, so this is the fucking dynamic going on in the meeting. So 40 of these, out of 40 fucking junkies, there's, you know, 30 of them were going, what a fucking idiot. You know, they're bullies and they're fucking standover merchants and they're liars and they're cheats and they're thieves and they're fucking scumbags, you know. And there's a thing, you know. Well, when people are out and about and they're getting ripped off and lied to and stolen and their partners, you know, their boyfriend or girlfriend is out fucking around behind their backs and all this fucking bullshit, well, aren't they the world's greatest cunts? But what about when it's you're the person who's doing it? You know? What does that make you then, you know? And, so, the object of recovery is, you know, to get, you know, get into that sort of, there's something really, I'll put this on the line, that there's something really incredible about being alive, and that's why, you know, cats and dogs and fucking all sorts of things, you know. Everything's alive. We're all the same life force, you know. It's all throughout all of us, you know. And what an incredibly cosmological little fucking event, being on a planet shooting through the fucking galaxy, yet there's life. Fuck me, what an incredible thing, you know. And yeah. And rather than being disassociated from the astral, you know, instead of being apart from, it's necessary to become a part of, you know. And what's the words for this? You know, so I think so people come in off the streets and they are fucking scumbag fucking junkies. A lot of people, some addicts are fairly benign, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of fucking junkies who are just shithead human beings, you know? And the idea is that, you know, you come in, you get this sort of kind of sense of cosmic consciousness by doing what it takes to sort of tune into that. And then, you know, you start, you know, becoming a methodical kind of person, you know, to start to work your way through your own issues so that, you know, with a bit of luck, you will live to be, you know, you'll live to die of old age and natural causes and have a really worthwhile life, you know, between now and then, you know. A good life, a life that has meaning and value and contribution and, you know, and participation. Looks like there's a tornado spinning up over there. Not a huge one, but it'll suck the fucking rubber tile out of the back of the fucking ute. No, it's not. It's actually a combine harvester in a huge cloud of dust. Maybe that's why I've been coughing my guts up so much the last few weeks, you know. And anyway, because all the harvesting going on and all the dust. Anyway. Yeah, there's fine dust in the air, you know, it depends on how many combine harvesters there are and how far they are away and, you know, how much over a general area and stuff like that. And, but I think there's been a bit of a smoke from fires and stuff. And there's been a bit of fucking dust from all the combine harvesters, you know. Well, anyway, so this fucking scumbag junkie piece of shit, you know, she misuses her position, shines me on in the meeting, you know, basically sits there fucking heckling. And these cunts are so used to bullying people and standing over people and manipulating people and opening their big fucking mouths and getting away with it. They don't like it when I stand up to her, you know. The 30 people in the meeting, you know, and so these low IQ cunts, you know, these low IQ cunts then go apeshit that I tell this fucking slag to go fuck herself, you know. You know, you scumbag junkie piece of shit, fuck off, you know. And, you know, and I said, you know, you cunts, I left in the comments, I said, you know, you want to fucking laugh at me. You know, I said, give it 3 to 5 months and most of you cunts will be back out using, and I'll have me fucking laugh then, you know. You know, because, you know, that, and that's true. Because this is about doing what it takes to mind your own business and work your way through your own fucking issues in order to survive yourself. You know, but all these fucking peanut junkies are going, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, oh, you're mean words, you'll make people use, oh, you're bad for the fellowship, oh, look what he did in the meeting, oh, you know. But they don't listen. They're too fucking stupid. Most junkies are fucking idiots. You know? They can't connect cause and effect. You know, they're just the fucking denial and the low IQ, and you know, people say, oh, you know, well, it's one of my particularly evil fucking old uncles. By God, you know. I mean, this is organised crime in a massive way. Fuck. Well, this old cunt, he said to me, Arts, you know, yeah, it's hard enough getting through life as it is without having your brains scrambled by drugs. You know. So all these people are coming off the streets and they're drug fucked. Their brains are scrambled. They think their fucking IQs are off the planet and everybody else is a fucking idiot. When they're the fucking idiot, you know? You know, what you mean? You're lying, you're cheating, you're stealing, you're rorting the system, you're scamming everybody you fucking can. You know, you'd steal the hole out of someone's ass if they bent over to tie up their shoelaces, you know? Then you're saying, you know, like there's no repercussions for any of this sort of stuff. There's no comebacks. People aren't going to go fuck off junkie, you know. You know, people are going to say and do nothing. Oh, come over. Yeah, look, you know, don't mind while we, you know, leave our house vacant for the weekend to have you and your mates come over and empty it, rip us off and steal everything you fucking can. You know, so, you know, basically, drug addicts, a lot of them are they're only fit for fucking target practice. You know, and they're viewed that way, you know. They're just brainless cunts who fucking rob, lie, steal, cheat, scam the system, you know, all that shit, you know. And anyway, so, you know, they come in off the streets. If you've got 100 people come in, you know, off the streets, well, there's 100 of them, and then 3 months later, half of them are back out using. By the time you get to a year, out of that 100, there's only 5 of them left to pick up a 1 year sober medallion. You know? And these aren't absolute indicators of very high accuracy records and all this sort of stuff. But, you know, it's not the fucking absolute accuracy thing that is the issue. That's the gaping chasm. Well, you know, if 100 walk in off the streets, how come there's not, say, 90 of them picking up a 1 year sober medallion? Or 80, or 70, or 60, or 50, or 40, or 20, or 10? How come out of that original 100 people, there's only 5 of them, you know? Most of them are back out using. Some have gone off and said, fuck this, I'm not putting up with the fucking crazies in the fucking meetings and stuff. Some of them are hounded by all these fucking scumbag fucking asshole junkies. They're just hounded out of the meetings and just, you know? You know? And some people go, well, I'd like to continue getting my shit together. What other avenues and opportunities and all this other sort of shit are there that I can get into that are going to help me to help myself? You know? But a lot of just give up and say, well, it's fucking just easier to get shit-faced and, you know, waste the rest of my life, you know? So, you know, and the thing is that out of all these fucking retarded cunts, You know, none of them ever say, oh, what's your, you know, what's your sources? Could you show us the information? You know, none of them ever ask for it. None of them ever. And I can say, well, I've got the figures from the Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous World Service officers, because I wrote to them and I asked them for the numbers, you know, for their sales figures. There's also the Alcoholics Anonymous Triennial Surveys, you know, where every 3 years they go through the fellowship and ask how many people and how many meetings, you know, and, you know, sort of a fairly solid, statistically relevant sample, you know, of all the meetings in Australia. They write to them and people fill out the questionnaires and surveys and some don't and all this sort of shit, but, you know, you know, not everybody in the fucking meetings is going to fill that stuff out. But, you know, they might ask us sort of, how many people on average do you get at this meeting? And out of, say, 10 or 15 fucking regulars or something, you know, maybe five will fill in the survey, but the person compiling the surveys will say, well, we've got five people who filled the survey out. But we typically get, you know, on average, say 15 people, you know. So, you know, there's all that sort of stuff. But what that does is it, you know, casts an average, you know, a sample of how long people have been drug free for, you know, so bright. And I wouldn't trust the Narcotics Anonymous Australia shit at all on that stuff, you know, because it's so... there's such a huge fucking discrepancy between that and all the other surveys ever published, you know. Oh, we have a 97% success rate, you know. Fucking pig's ass, you know. You know, whereas, you know, 5% of all the people in AA get to 1 year sober, you know, consistently across sort of decades of surveys, and the cunts in, you know, the trusted servants of NA are fucking scumbags. You know, they lie about fucking everything. You know? And so, you know, I forget the exact numbers that they publish, but, you know, while AA is getting, say, well, 5 out of every 100 are picking up 1 year sober, and that's been like for 30 years of surveys, every 3 years, the cunts in Narcotics Anonymous are saying, oh, 97% of all members are getting, you know, 1 year, more than 1 year drug free, you know. It's kind of like they're not. That's a discrepancy in the fucking, as a comparator, you know what I mean? And I don't know if you're old enough, but it's like saying a little Datsun 120Y, you know, oh, well, our car's getting 250Ks an hour, you know, 1,000Ks a litre and 250Ks an hour cruising speed. And, you know, and it's not. It's that kind of bullshit, you know. So junkies are scam artists. And the Australian Narcotics Anonymous service structure is just full of fucking pathological liars. You know, that's all I've ever seen from the regional service committees, you know. They're fucking scumbags. And that people, that's why, you know. So if they're not doing what it takes to mind their own business and work their way through all their fucking issues, and they're just keeping it sweet with their fucking buddies, well, you know, you come in off the streets, you're a liar, you're a cheat, you're a thief, you're a fucking asshole. The general population, most of them would like to shoot you, you know, and then you're in coming to meetings saying, oh, I'm drug-free, I'm a fucking top bloke, mate, you know. You know? Yeah, you know, and they're coming out with that sort of shit, you know. And, you know, they're coming out with that sort of shit. And, so they can't be trusted. So if you've got, You know, if these are the sort of... what's the thing? Yeah, well, anyway, I said to these, you know, there's a room full of fucking cunts. Most of them are in their first year. And 30 out of 40 going, oh, she sure showed him, didn't he? Didn't she? You're a fucking arsehole, mate. You know? Well, I said to him, in 3 to 5 months, most of you cunts are going to be back out using. And then, you know, I'll fucking have my laugh then, you know. Texting checks, you know. And a bit more air conditioning. God, that air conditioning's nice. And so, yeah. A few weeks later, I'm in another meeting and this fucking tattered up fucking cunt, this fucking Mr. Shit for Brains, alpha male, scumbag, fucking junkie, you know. You know, I'm sharing on a topic, you know. And this cunt fucking interrupts, starts talking over the top of me. Oh, you're the cunt that said most of us are going to be back out fucking using, you know. And I said, yeah, you know. So what's your fucking answer for that, mate? And I said, yeah, well, mind your own business and work your way through your own issues, you know. And that gets back into that sort of, I'm not an unquestioning, oh, Bill Wilson and the people who wrote the AA basic text, oh, you know, saint fucking, you know, bullshit, you know. But I think generally speaking, most of that is thoroughly good advice. You know, to show others how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. I don't, you know, so many of those people, early AA people, fucking relapsed. Bill Wilson was a fucking liar, a cheat, and a fucking scam artist in sobriety, you know. So don't fool yourself about these fucking saints of Alcoholics Anonymous crap, you know. But, you know, the step one is to sort of... this is how we recovered. We had that admission that, you know, our lives had become, and we came to believe that our lives were powerless over our addiction and our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three is we came to believe that a power, step three is we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. I think those are fucking inherently good principles, you know. Step one is what you do on the street. You know, you're saying, fuck, you know, if I don't do something to sort my life out, I'm a fucking goner, you know. And, oh, God. I think his name was Jack Brennan. He spoke about that. You know, you don't need to have a PhD in mysticism to figure out that, you know, if you kind of get the moment where you just go, God, fuck, you know, I'm done for, you know. If I don't jump out the plane and pull the parachute, you know, we're going to crash straight into that fucking mountain, you know. That's the kind of awareness. You go, oh, fucking mountain, you know. Three minutes till impact, you know. Well, the moment of lucidity. And step three is followed, you know. Step three is that thing of, you know, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him, as we understand him, you know. And I think that's, you know, that's choosing to get back into that sort of common consciousness, the connection with the universe, you know, the intuition, the sense of awe and amazement and how incredible things are and all that sort of stuff, listening to the quiet voice, you know. And step four, they wrote that, you know, basically they preceded it by saying, well, you know, step three is of little fucking effect unless it is promptly, or the proceeding is basically of little effect unless it's promptly followed by a thorough fucking house cleaning. And it's like running your life is like running a business. And any business that doesn't do regular inventory usually goes broke because people can't afford to fool themselves about values, you know. You can't stock your shop with shit that doesn't sell, you know. And, you know, and so, you know, personal house cleaning, going into all this sort of stuff, you know. And that's what all these fucking cunts do. That they want, that, you know, they want to have the, you know, they want to have the fucking, you know, the season's ticket. They want to get the golden pass and they don't want to have to fucking earn it. You know, you get drug free and stay drug free by doing what it takes to fucking stay drug free, you know. You know, it's like a ride at an amusement park. Yeah, you can ride that fucking thing, you know, you can go around that thing 100 times a day, but every time you get on, you got to pay for the fucking ride, you know what I mean? You got to earn the fucking right to be on that thing, you know? Because I think there's grace, and then there's goodwill, and then there's sincerity, and then there's being lazy, lying, you know, coasting along, you know, you know, being a freeloader, and then there's, you know, you ride round once and you don't want to cough up the fucking cash. You don't want to put in the effort to get the cash to pay for the fucking ride. Well, then, you know, out you go, you know. And so people with these, they talk about that thing about, you know, the people who relapse only thought that they had dealt with some of their fucking grosser fucking handicaps, you know. They only thought that they'd, you know, they're just mouthing off and playing a fucking, a bit of a bloody lip service to, oh fuck, is that the combine harvester? Yeah, they'd only thought that they dealt with some of their grosser handicaps, you know. That might be it, actually it is. It's catching up. And, you know, so that's what happens when, that's what I've sort of seen, is that people will only pay lip service and they think it's a bit of a social club, and I'm in here with all my mates who are also lazy, lying, fucking buck-passing, fucking scumbag junkies, you know. You know, they'll only put in the token fucking effort and it's a social club and, you know, we get to chat about things, you know. Oh, we'll take a fucking... I'll pop the camera out of the fucking window. These things are huge. You know? You know? And, yeah, I think that's my... these are not known for Formula One sort of level. Amazing. So, yeah, so, you know, they're just freeloaders. They don't want to fucking, you know, they think it's a social club. They think, oh yeah, you're in here with all my mates. And fucking idiots will congregate with fucking idiots. People who don't want to fucking work at this will congregate with other people who don't want to work at this, and people who will lie, scheme, scam and bullshit their way through things are going to also be hanging out. They'll be choosing the other fucking people because they'd rather, you know, get the heat off for a while, pack on a few pounds and fucking, you know, then go, oh, mate, oh, fuck you, mate, you, let's go back out using this fucking shit, you know. And, you know, and that's what they do. That's where, you know, that's, because I don't, there's some fucking despicable fucking, it's full of despicable people. Lip service fucking standover merchants and shit, you know. And that's what they do. You know? You know, that's why, that's where they go, you know. There's some people relapse because they fucking, and in the fellowship because there's just all these fucking retarded cunts and their standover bullshit. Their junky fucking, you know, arm twisting fucking bullshit, you know, that they try on with other fucking people. And you know, then there's the you know, and there's fucking scumbags, and they operate in packs because they're weak people. And yeah, so that's what happens, you know. And so I've been on the receiving, yeah, and this is what happens. Most of them, oh, fuck. And that's what happens, you know. It's a really important thing. And so, you know, if you get those 100 people who come in within, you know, 3 months, half of them are gone. And within a year out of those 100 people, there's only 5 of them left picking up a 1 year sober thing. So there's all these scumbag junkies and their bullshit. They bring themselves on them because they're not prepared to do what it takes to mind their own fucking business and work their way through their own fucking issues, you know. You know, they're mentally fucking deficient people. They're drug fucked. You know, their brains are fucking scrambled. They're lazy. They lie. They find back doors to everything. All they're just full of all the bad habits that they came in off the streets with. Well, they're still doing that in the meetings. They're still doing that, you know, and they won't own it, and they won't take responsibility for it, and they will suffer accordingly. They will wear the consequences of their own actions, you know. So when I spoke about this in the fucking, this fucking cunt interrupts me when I'm sharing, and then go, oh, you said that in the fucking meeting, you said we were going to fucking use again. Well, you know, that's true. You know, out of that fucking, out of that 100, oh fuck, out of that 100 fucking people, within 3 years, you know, there's maybe, you know, 3 of them left. Within 5 years, there's maybe 2 of them left. And within 10 years, there's maybe 1 of them picking up a 10-year sober medallion, you know? So, you know, all these cunts are shining me on like I'm the world's greatest fucking idiot. And they're in the statistics of going, fuck all, you know? If 1 out of every 100 are picking up a 10-year sober, it's like, it's not like 50 out of every 100 are picking, are still are getting to 10 years sober or drug-free or whatever. That's 1 out of every 100, you know. And I did the figures, you know, from the World Service Officers and a guy called Patrick, who I had dealings with, personal dealings with, who did the Agent Orange website, you know. He compiled statistics and records, and he was a brilliant researcher, brilliant fucking... he knew how to crunch numbers, you know. You know, it's not the data, it's how, it's not how, it's not the data, it's how you interpret the data, you know. It's kind of like going fishing, you know. If the trawler catches, you know, 5,000 tons of fish a year, but it turns out that, you know, 3,500 tons of that is just bycatch. It's just shit that dies in the net, and then they throw it back overboard. Really, you know, the catches aren't fucking amazingly amazing. Oh wow, 5,000 tons. It's really, you know, 1,500 tons, and 3,500 fucking tons, or 350 tons of, or whatever, of just dead fish, you know. You know, yeah, 3,500 tons of fucking just dead fish. So, you know, design the nets differently or whatever, you know, so you can get all the small shit through, you know, can escape. Anyway, so that's, you know, crunching the numbers and interpreting the data, the sales figures, and, you know, so that's my Christmas, you know, and these stupid cunts, and this fucking stupid cunt in the fucking meeting, because I'd quoted figures, record, verifiable records, he then says, oh, you're a fucking cunt, you are, you know, you're fucking an arsehole, how dare you say that to us? Well, you know, if you know, this bitch is slagging me off in the fucking meeting, and you're all thinking, oh, fuck, it's funny to do that. Well, I'll give you standover merchant shit back to your fucking... I'll just fucking hand it right back to you, you know? Absolutely. You know, fucking then and there, you know? And, you know, and I did. And then the whole... All these fucking idiots in the meeting going, oh, you're a fucking keyboard warrior, you are. You're a fucking cunt. Who the fuck do you think you are, mate? You know, all these fucking retards. And then I said, well, you know, give it 3 to 5 months and most of you fucking assholes are going to be back out using. I'll get my life in then, you know. Which is, in a sense, is true, but, you know, I'm not going to be... I won't even know who these people are. I don't won't know what happens to them. I don't know, and I don't care. They're just, you know, it's just like that old adage, you know, same German, different fucking haircut, you know? You know? So, you know, that's, it's a really important thing to remember. It's a really important thing to remember. They'll just be, you know, you go back to that meeting every, say, once a month, every month, and you'll see, like, if there's 40 people in the meeting, then in a month's time, there'll be 10 or 15 of them that are gone, and there'll be 10 or 15 different people. Another month goes past, there'll be 10 or 15 of those people gone, and then there'll be fucking 10 or 15 different people. Another month goes past, you know, 10 or 15 of those people will be gone, and there'll be 10 or 15 different people. You know what I mean? So the meeting might have, say, 40 regular attendees, but over 12 months, you know, there might be, say, you know, out of 40 people, you might get, you know, 2 or 3 that are fucking 1 year drug free, you know? That's kind of, that's how you fucking play that game, the numbers game. So, you know, and I've told these stupid fucking cunts, you stupid junkie fucking cunts, you lying, thieving, scheming, scamming, standover merchant fucking cunts. I said, well, go round the meeting, if you think I'm full of shit, go round the meetings where they have the head, oh, they have the ID, oh, I'm Joe and I'm a junkie and I'm, you know, 3 months clean today, and I'm Mary, and I'm a fucking junkie, you know. I've been clean for 6 weeks, and, you know, I'm Bob and Betty, and, you know, oh, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. But you'll see the graph, you know, you mean, it starts off, you know, the 100 people, if you can get 100 different people in their first month, or in their first fucking week, or whatever, you know, and then you'll just see it drop down like that till you get to the fucking end of the year there, you know, you'll see it. You can do the fucking head counts. You can get a piece of paper and you can tabulate, you know, you can just draw that little graph fucking line. But do they ever ask, me how do you do this? Can I verify what you're saying is actually true? No. Will they ever put in the fucking effort to do it? No. Because how they are as individuals, with studying and working upon their own issues, they're fucking absolute fucking idiots, you know, lazy, lying, scumbag fucking junkies. They're going to do that with their own recoveries. And then you look at all these fucking idiots and assholes. They're going to be doing that with their own, as a service structure, you know what I mean, as a group, and all this other sort of stuff. They're fucking opinionated fucking idiots, most of them, you know. They're worthless because they don't put in the fucking effort. They don't do all the sort of shit, you know what I mean. And so then you get a service structure of Narcotics Anonymous that's filled with fucking stupid, lying, lazy, fucking scumbag junkies who are just fucking cunts. How can I say that? Because I've had, you know, all these fucking shitbag junkies, you know. We voted at a group that I was representing. They voted, who said, look, we want to get the books for the Victorian area of Narcotics Anonymous. We said, we want to get those audited. So what did the cunts, you know, these scam artists, fucking junkies at the Victorian Area Service Committee, what did they do? They moved a motion against me to have me barred as a group representative from the fucking Victorian Area Service Committee. And out of fucking 32 people in the meeting, 2 voted against, 2 abstained, and 28 voted for that. And, you know, pretty much all of those cunts are fucking dead. They fucking, you know. Oh, trusted servants, our group representatives. No, they're fucking scumbag junkies. That's the fucking huge gap in the fucking, from the day they walk in the door to the, you know, the 100 in the door, 5 still there at 1 year, you know. And then, you know, 1 year to 5 years, 5 years to 10 years, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, 25, 30, you know. That's what happens to them. They're dishonest. And they're scumbag fucking junkies. And I've been on the receiving end of that sort of shit, you know. And then a meeting I was running, you know, for about 5 or 7 years in the middle of the fucking nowhere, you know. These cunts at the Regional Service Committee decided to say, oh, we think you're a cunt. We're going to take your meeting off the Australian meetings list. So, you know, and, well, they took a motion against me. And then, see, the concepts of service are supposed to, well, if a committee takes a fucking stand against a person, then the person has the right to petition that committee for, you know, under a grievance procedure, you know, you're supposed to be able to do that. So when I enacted that, the cunts fucking did a dodgy out the back door kind of, oh, we're just going to go silent and not deal with anything. We're going to fucking, you know, we're just going to pretend like you don't even fucking exist. And most of those fucking Regional Service Committee, they're fucking, they are scumbag fucking junkies. The Australian Regional Service Committee is full of fucking scumbag junkies. They lie, they scheme, they scam, they're fucking assholes, and they can't be trusted. I've seen that. I have fucking seen that. And I've been on the receiving end of that. So, you know, when they get these cunts shining me on in a fucking meeting going, oh, you know, you're a fucking idiot, mate. You think, well, I've outlived so many. For every one person that picks up a 35-year sober medallion, there's about 100,000 people who have come into fucking Narcotics Anonymous, and they get their little 100,000 little fucking tokens, and year by year by year by year, you know, they fucking, you know, so there's only one of me for every 100,000. There's only one person buying a 35-year sober medallion for every 100,000 people that walk in off the street. And then the cunts go, oh, who the fuck do you, what do you fucking know, mate? You can't say that we, all of us retarded scumbag junkies are going to relapse. Well, I've got the track record of outlasting so many of you fucking assholes and idiots. And it's like, you know, playing chess. It's like playing chess. There's only so many moves and combinations of moves that each piece can make. And you go, well, this is a winning move, you know. King, bishop, knight, queen, rook, you know, pawn, all this sort of shit. It's a strategic kind of an event. And, you know, if you play it right, you know, it's either going to be a remarkably good game or you're going to be taken out in like three moves, you know. You know, but if you don't learn the rules and play the game properly to high standards, you're out. And so that's what, you know, that's like people in recovery become, they're not unique specimens of divinity. No, they're like the moves, the allegory with chess is like they're remarkably predictable. You know, if you do this, if you do that, you know, if you do certain moves or combinations of moves, you'll fucking bring yourself undone. And that's what I'm saying, is that, you know, people come in off the streets and they were fucking scumbag junkies in the real world. And then there's scumbag junkies coming to meetings and they're doing nothing about working on their own issues and dealing with their own fucking, dealing with their own, you know, defects of character and bad attitudes and, you know, all the wrongdoings that they've ever fucking done, you know. Then they're out, you know, and Narcotics Anonymous, now Alcoholics Anonymous. There's some remarkable individuals around, but there's a lot of lazy, lying, delusional sort of dead shits with all sorts of crazy fucking ideas, you know, and, you know, they bring themselves undone. Oh, you can't say the bad words. You can't say the bad words. Well, I can. You know, if I'm quoting, if I'm citing verifiable statistics, and I've got the track record, I've got the experience, I've got the runs on the fucking board, you know, and you can look it up. You think I'm a fucking idiot, you can get, you know, none of these fucking idiots will ever ask me. And if I, you know, if I did say, well, this is where you can find the records, they're all available. And I, none of them will get off their fucking asses and ever look it up, you know. So, you know, this is the thing, you know. They, none of them ever do. You know, so this, none of them ever do. They just carry on with their fucking crap. Oh, I've got opinions about everything that I don't know about and won't do anything about. And, you know, they just carry on with their fucking bullshit. And you want to know why junkies, that's why junkies are nothing, most of them, you know, are not much, they're not good for anything other than being fucking target practice, because they're a waste of fucking, I'll fucking end this. But you know what I mean? Most of them, they bring themselves undone. And then they said, oh, you said bad words, you citing numbers, that this, if you don't do what it takes to work your way, you know, mind your own business and work your way through your own issues, that you'll become a part of those statistics, you know? You will become a statistic. You'll die using. Oh, big truck. You know, so, this is a really important thing to fucking deal with, you know. And then they say, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, you know, and they're fucking arguing and fighting and, you know, just fucking idiots. You know, well, congratulations for shining me on, you know. You know, see, it's I've got the runs on the record. I'm 35, you know, I'm about, I will just fucking round it up because I forget, you know, but say like the 35th day of my 36th year drug free, you know, And that's like, you know, one in 100,000, you know, kind of stuff, you know. And then they're saying, you the fuck do you know? What the fuck do you know, cunt? Fuck them, you know. They're just wastes of time. Most people in Narcotics Anonymous are fucking liars, schemers, scammers, you know, weak-minded groupthink fucking assholes who won't put in the effort to mind their own business and deal with their own fucking issues. And they'll play fucking standover merchant shit with me, you know, in order to paint themselves, oh, fuck, who's that fucking cunt think he is? You know, well, most fucking gossips are idiots. You know, I've yet to meet someone who's in on all the fucking gossip, you know, because if you're going to survive yourself, you really got to fucking, you know, stay away from the gossips. Have minds like garbage tips filled with everybody else's shit, you know. Stay away from them, because while they're going, well, this is one of the things, one of the guys I knew many years ago, clutch out, brake on, one of the guys I knew many years ago, he was busy relapsing, and he was just lost in thought. Yeah, and he was busy fucking this slut who owned a winery. You know, he was off with her, and he had a wife and kids in town, and fucking, he was just always promising things and never coming through on anything. And, you know, I knew him in the AA meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, he'd been drinking and stuff. And he said one thing to me. He shared this in the meeting. See, this is why people go, oh, we can't have you fucking sharing if you've been using, you know. You know, all this fucking just shit. Some people are, you know, they're going to be able to share something sort of comprehensible, and some people are going to be quite lucid, and some people are just going to be dribbling and a fucking just a mess, you know, or they're just going to be ranting on and on and on and stuff. But the people who are at least reasonably lucid, and you know, because you can be absolutely sort of fucking shit-faced and sort of, you know, still be coherent, you know what I mean, upstairs, because the drugs don't work anymore, you know. You know, $1,000 worth of being sober, kind of, you know. But he said this in a meeting. He said, you know, the reason why they point the finger at everybody else down the pub is because they don't want everybody point the finger at them, you know. So as soon as the attention comes onto them, they go, oh, yeah, but what about this cunt? Have you heard about this cunt and this cunt and this cunt and this cunt? Everybody else but them fucking selves, you know. And that's that sort of, you know, that bullshit trip, you know, of shaming people and playing point the finger and all this sort of stuff, you know. And, you know, the garbage trip, you know, of the junkie life, you know. So, you know, so I'll leave you with that. Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of people who come into all the different fellowships who are just pure fucking scumbags. The mind games and the lies and the deceit and the fucking crap, and they're not prepared to own it, and they're not prepared to deal with it, and they're not prepared to be completely honest about any of it, you know. And you really can't, you won't survive like that. You've really got to just turn it right over, you know what I mean. You've got to be prepared to dig deep and hard and hit bedrock. And then, you know, keep working at it, you know. You've got to earn your place on the earth, you know. You've got to be a fucking honest. You've got to put in the fucking hard work. You've got to do the inventory. You've got to fucking share, you know, your issues with competent, people. You know, there's some well, there's stupid people, there's well-intentioned people who are both smart and stupid, and then there's really just malicious, fucking, just dumb cunts who have big mouths and empty heads, you know what I mean? And, so it's really important, you know, to be honest, mind your own business, deal with your issues and stay away from the peddlers of fucking shit. You know, it's not impossible to get drug-free and stay drug-free and live a really good life, but you've got to make decisions, you know, to not hang out with the fucking idiots, you know, the amateurs, the stay away from the gossips. Absolutely stay away from the gossips because they're unproductive people. Thank you. Bye. Merry Christmas 2003. See ya.